Hello, everybody. This is Michael Janz with Agency Revolution. We make it easy to automate your systems, engage your customers, and grow your agency or brokerage. And I want to welcome you to this episode of the Connected Insurance Podcast, where we examine for you the trends, innovations, challenges, and solutions to the biggest problems facing retail agents and brokers today. Today's guest is very special, a longtime friend of mine, and somebody who is in a very important leadership position in the industry. Kitty Ambers is the CEO of NetView, the user group for Vertafore customers. She has been a licensed agent for 30-plus years, but importantly, she was also, like many people in the industry, raised in it. Her father and her family started a scratch agency and grew it to be very successful. She served as an independent consultant and educator. She was the executive director of the Ames Society, which sponsors the CPIA program. And she was the director of member services for the PIA, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. Kitty's responses to some of the questions that I put to her about not only the changes that we've seen over the last 30 years, but some of the changes that we're probably going to be seeing in the very, very near future are poignant and profound. So I want to encourage you to pay attention to what Kitty Ambers has to say. She's somebody that we all need to listen to. Without further ado, my friend, Kitty Ambers. Kitty Ambers, delighted to be able to spend a little time with you and to give you an opportunity to kind of share what you think is happening in this industry. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I am fantastic, Michael. Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Looking forward to our chat.
Well, I'm going to ask you hard questions, so...
Maybe I'm not.
Buckle up, okay? All right.
All righty.
Well, Kitty, let's do a little bit of background first. You've been in this game for a long time. Maybe you don't want me to say this, but you've actually been in it longer than Michael Janz.
Hard to believe.
Hey, come on, you're way younger than I am, but I did some stuff before I did this, okay? So you're still my little sister.
Okay.
And obviously, we've seen a lot of change. So first thing I want to ask you to do, kind of give a thumbnail sketch of your journey in the industry and how you got to be in, you know, frankly, a very important position in the industry now.
It's been an interesting journey. It's been a fantastic journey. I'm a DOB, daughter of the boss. So I started in this industry. Actually, a third generation daughter of the boss.
But I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I started in this industry in my dad's agency as the. I got licensed, and I always tell people that my first spring break in college was spent in Pittsburgh in licensing school, and man, you ought to see the video. It's amazing.
Okay.
But that's for another conversation. But in all seriousness, I wanted to pitch in and help my folks build their agency, and they wanted to get automated. So
yeah.
It was back in 1984, I became a licensed life and health and property casualty agent so that I could fill in as the extra CSR as we manually loaded all of our client data onto our first agency management system.
Let me interrupt for just a second. What was
sure.
What was the name of the agency management system?
It was Redshaw.
Right on. Okay.
And so that was kind of my introduction to the starts of the onset of technology and the business, and then I actually have an insurance degree out of college and came and spent time in our agency learning all facets of our agency, and then I left the agency to go to work for one of the state associations and ran their membership and education departments, and kind of got a really interesting background on where the challenges in the field were, and I realized how lucky I was to work for the agency that I worked for, even though it was my parents' agency, that really had the forethought to really think about systems and workflows that were designed around serving the customer. So that concept goes all the way back to before we had computers, BC. You
right.
know?
BC. And,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, the concept was still, are you organizing around your convenience or are you organizing for your customers? And
uh-huh.
So I've grown up with that sort of mindset. And so as we've gone from paper to, yes, we got a management system, and I remember running batches at the end of the day, and,
right.
you know, it was all on a wheel printer and, you know, all of that craziness. And then we got our first company that came in and said, hey, you can rate by the computer, and look, we've got, you know, this disk that this floppy disk.
Yeah, okay.
To me, that sounds like a problem now, but, you know,
these were the decisions that faced agency principals
yeah.
and management back then, like a generation or so ago. Those were big decisions about technology
and
transforming and what do we need to adopt and, you know, what's going to work and what's a trend or what's a fad, right?
Right.
And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so some of them, like you said, I do remember questions like, well, should we have computers, right? And then it's, should we have agency management systems? And they were pretty transformative and difficult decisions for people to make. I also remember, should we have fax machines? So we've seen a lot of change.
And that trend just kind of continues. So I guess because I have always started with, hey, what's new, what's coming, sort the wheat from the chaff, what makes sense from a business perspective in our market. I look at technology today with sort of the same eye. You
yeah.
know, what are we doing and how is it going to make our business better, serve our customers better? It's, you know, it's back to the why would we do it? Why would we make the investment?
All right. So, Kitty, if my numbers are accurate, back when you and I were, you know, kind of getting engaged or when you were getting engaged in the industry, it was generally reported there were about 80,000 independent insurance agencies. And then we went through a big period of consolidation, mergers and acquisitions. Obviously, some, you know, went out of business. But as agency principals got older, sometimes they had to face the decision about whether or not they wanted to invest in the new wave of technology. And frankly, it was easier. And maybe appropriate for some just to say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to, you know, I'm ready to run the book out a little bit or, you know, merge and, you know, and now at least in the U.S., we got about half that number. And the number's held steady for a lot longer than people had anticipated. But what I'm getting to is that we see phase changes. We see periods of phase change where it's like, you know, water becomes ice or, you know, water becomes steam. It's like, still H2O, but it's really, really different. I think a lot of people are saying we are on the precipice of one of those phase changes now, brought about by changes in consumer behavior. They're online and brought about by new waves of technology that, you know, help us use the internet, use technology, use automation, and perhaps now brought about by the impending, emerging, massive investments that are made in maybe, you know, competitive channels. So circle back to kind of, you know, let's to the big picture. You have a broad perspective, Kitty, on this industry. You've been looking at it. It's been in your blood for more than 30 years. All right. So a lot of people would say this is a time when agents need to be vigilant. They need to be awake. They need to be alert. I'm curious what you see from your position as the title? CEO? Of Netview?
CEO.
Yeah,
yep.
CEO of Netview. So you're in a unique position to be engaged on one hand with technology all the time and also with the real life day-to-day operations of agents all the time. What do you want to say to them about the trends that are happening right now?
That is a very big question and a very broad question.
Yeah, okay. Take it any way you want. But
I was going to say, if I had to distill it down and really just, you know, kind of still around the 30,000 foot level, you know, really looking at how we're investing time and energy and effort to build and grow our businesses. Obviously, technology is here to stay.
Right.
Obviously, it's a fairly significant piece of the expense, what can be viewed as the expense category. So we really need to be looking at what we're investing in to technology.
Right.
Don't just do it because it's cool. Don't just do it because your neighbor did it. You know, why? Mm-hmm. Why do you need it? What do you need it for? What are you trying to accomplish? And, you know, and I think the beauty of the independent agent system is the independence of the various players. So they're all going to use technology differently, and that's why I just feel so, I feel like it's so important to just sit back and understand, what are you trying to do with this stuff? You know, is mobile first the most important thing to you? One of the things that we're seeing a lot of, you know, do I anticipate that the majority of my customers are truly in that percentage that's going to access their business mobily?
Right.
If they're major corporations and you're doing risk management at this very high level with very sophisticated risks, my guess is not so much.
Right.
You know, because the needs are so much more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I do a lot of personal lines and that's where I'm good and that's where I can really see growth, then absolutely I know my customers are going to want to see their ID card on their phone.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's all about seeing the cool stuff and deciding what's right for me and my business model. But that, you know, I go back to when I went to work for an insurance company for a time, and it was really interesting because they were a startup company striving to be paperless as a startup insurance company. So, you know, the technology obviously was a big part of this. But one of the things that I had the opportunity to do was appoint our first 50 agents. And I remember us going out, the marketing team would go out, and of the first 50 we appointed, one had a business plan. So it's like going on vacation. If you don't know where you're going, how the heck are you going to get there? How are you going to have a great time along the way?
Kitty, back then that was so was one out of 50, a 2% with a business plan. So if you're going to do the same exercise today, what do you think you'd find?
I hope, because we've been preaching it for so long, that it would be higher. But I'm not sure I'm completely convinced that there's truly an effort made in strategic planning. You know, we talk about all these coming trends. In fact, I was on a call earlier this week talking about, you know, the various emerging trends and their impact on insurance. And, you know, the things like driverless cars, and the things like the Internet of Things and smart homes and just all of that. And if I'm sitting back as a business owner and you talk about being alert and awake and paying attention, I'm thinking about, okay, these are my customers. How is this impacting their businesses, and how is that going to impact mine? And, Geo, by the way, what risks do I probably need to help them be aware of as they look at embracing these technologies to drive their businesses? I mean, I think about cyber today and just all of the stories we hear about these cyber breaches and how they happened. You know, I'm sitting here in Texas, and the police department got hacked earlier this week, community police departments.
Yeah.
And by a ransomware virus, somebody in the office clicked on it, and it wiped out all of their body cam video and suspect photos, and apparently that's what was on the server that got hacked into.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the police department.
Yeah. That could have fairly serious consequences if they lost evidence. So
exactly.
Yeah. These are big issues. So I want to circle back to something you said. I think you used the term. Maybe I'm being poetic, but I think you used the term the beauty of the independent agency system. All right. It does have some inherent strengths. What do you think they are? What is it? I mean, this has been your system forever, right? and mine too. So, you know, maybe we both have a bias, but I think we're both, you know, maybe we've been around long enough to be realistic about it. There are other ways that people can buy insurance. And I think I can make a not so bold prediction that in the next, you know, year, 2 years, 3 years, there will be more ways that people can buy insurance. What do you think it is? What is it about this system that makes it special? What's unique? What's its differentiator?
Well, I think that I'll have to tell you a story about when my oldest son came to me with an idea.
Yes.
But to answer your question before the story, we are talking about a very sophisticated system. It's a little, and we don't know that until the claim happens or till the unforeseen happens.
Right.
And you can't really always address that with an internet purchase solution. And I guess it's the education beast. And that's, you know, I see machine learning changing our business.
Because yes.
It's going to be one of those things where, yeah, I have questions. No, maybe I'm not going to call an agent, but I'm going to be a responsible consumer, and I'm going to figure this out for myself. And machine learning has some opportunity there.
Right.
I always told people when I was teaching new agents, I said, yeah, the Accord forms are great for grabbing the rating detail. But to really help your customer, you need to know about their lifestyle. You need to know about their interests. You need to know what motivates them, because that helps me put together a comprehensive risk assessment and truly be a good advisor. It's not just about values and limits and, you know, it's about life. It's about how you operate your business. And what your plans are going forward, because, you know, we all hear about risk management techniques, things like avoidance. You know, if somebody's about to make a really dumb business investment,
right,
it might be wise for us to help them understand the insurance ramifications of that decision. Whether it's doing business out of the country and the ramifications mm-hmm. there around workers and vehicles and property, you know, I mean, it's just, there's so much that we can help be good advisors at if we're solid insurance professionals at the heart. Now, my son's story.
Yes.
He came to me and he said, Mom, he said, I think we should buy an insurance agency. I said, honey.
When was this?
I just got out of one.
Yeah. When was this? Recently?
He was 18.
Okay.
He was about to finish college. He was he was a little younger, but he was about to finish college, and he was thinking about what he was going to do after college. And he was very involved in aviation, pilot, flight instructor, part owner of a flight school. And he said, yeah. I understand all about aviation, so I think we should buy an insurance agency, and I can run the aviation division. It's just taken a test, right? And I said, well, honey, there's a little bit more to it than that. And we talked about markets and appointments. And, you know, I said, but if you're serious, we could map out a plan and, you know, see who we might partner with and some things like that. So he did a little more research, and he thought about it some more. And then he came back. He said, Mom, I still think it's a really good idea. I said, okay, why do you say that? And he said, well, Mom, the business model is amazing. Okay,
so he wants to be one of the 2% that have a business plan. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. and he said, well, where else can you go and be adequate at what you do?
Ouch. Yeah, keep going.
And 85% of your business just comes back every year.
Yeah.
And I thought it really made me stop and think. Now, that was 6 years ago about.
Yep.
And, you know, that whole, you know, we work so hard on retention and keeping, you know, we know all the stats around 7 years and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sure that has really, you know, that the internet has changed that to some small degree. But it's still a pretty valid set of numbers that, you know, retention is on average in a okay agency, 85%.
Yeah, the interesting thing is the difference between adequacy, if you're going to hit it at 85%, and excellence at 95% financially is absolutely mind-bogglingly huge. But
it really is.
Right? But yeah, to some extent. And now, that being said, when we look at kind of the threats or the changes, and we look at those who want to disrupt us, I don't think we can take that 85% for granted anymore.
No, right? I would completely agree with that, and that's kind of back to your original question about how do we set ourselves up kind of for success
Yes.
in this new world we're all embarking on, and leveraging our technology and being smart about our business plan. I think you're absolutely right. But I think one of the things that I see, and we'll figure it out, and somebody will figure out the easy answer someday, but it's the state regulation of insurance and the regulatory and compliance issues that we as agents and the carriers that are doing business in the states to support those agents, that's one of the big, I see as one of the big hurdles.
Yeah.
Just figuring that piece out. And I don't know if, I don't feel at this point with what I know that federal regulation is the answer.
Right.
But there has to be a solution there somewhere. And, there are people a lot smarter than me that are working on that. So,
okay.
I think that will be, when that gets some legs to it, that's going to be a huge game changer.
All right. I'm going to ask you to kind of summarize this point, and then I'm going to move on to one other thing. And then I want to ask about how NetView provides some solutions. So if you were going to have a sentence or two, all right, putting you on the spot here, a sentence or two where you could say, agents, brokers, do this or pay attention to this, what do you think you would say?
In my world, there are two big things that I really encourage people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, pay attention to the world around them and what's going on.
Right on.
I honestly believe that if you pick up the newspaper, watch the news, read a blog, whatever you do to capture what's happening in the world around you on a daily basis,
right,
there are things there every single day that should be making you think about the future of your business and your operations.
Mm-hmm.
The number two thing I would say is that if you have invested in technology, actually not invested, paid for technology, if you bought technology, leverage that to the max. And we talk a lot about full system utilization. Make sure that you're investing the rest. Don't be, penny wise, pound foolish. Make sure that you're using every feature functionality is going to drive success for your business within your purchased product. You'll never know what else you need till you know what you got.
Boy, I'll echo as a software provider. I'll echo that one. Okay. We know the difference between our more advanced or power users or those who are really engaged and those who were hoping the magic wand would show up in a box, right?
Well, and I'd be willing to bet that it's your power users that drive you guys to innovate new and different ways of doing things.
Well, heck yes. They push us to excellence, and they also they get results, right? And so anyway,
yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Your message was great. I'm gonna quote it, okay? Because I think your message was right on. So. Talk to me a little bit about how you or the organization that you run, what it's all about, and how does it help? How does it help the agent today? Tell us a little bit about NetView.
Well, NetView stands for the Network of Vertafore Users. So, at the heart of what we do is we support the users of Vertafore software. Vertafore
right.
is a vendor in the insurance software space, providing solutions to insurance agents, brokers, MGAs, and carriers. So the fun part for me is I get to see the whole distribution
system. Wow, yes, right.
And all the moving pieces and parts. It's much more than agency management systems. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of fun and allows us to really be engaged in the industry at a really high level, which is, again, just a lot of fun for me.
That's a nice broad perspective. For an agent or broker, when they participate in NetView, what do you think, what's their value? What do they get out of that?
So NetView was actually started back in 1978 as a peer-to-peer solution education organization. The whole idea being, I bought this thing. What the heck do I do with it?
Humor me for a second, Kitty. What did they buy in 1978?
Oh, my gosh. So SysGem was one.
Okay.
Arcom was the original name of the organization. So, you know, and then there's been a whole bunch of name changes and acquisitions and all along the way. I mean, the list of historical products is about 40 items long right now.
So. Right on. Okay. So... Yeah. I think you and I have seen an interesting transition. And you know, I used to run a, you know, trade association on the West Coast for independent insurance agents back in the day. I have a great deal of respect for them. I think, you know, the lobbying, essential. The education, essential. But, you know, back then, if I wanted to see a crowd of 2,000 or 3,000 insurance agents, I'd go to one of the national meetings of, you know, the two big trade associations, right?
Yep.
Now, if anybody wants to see 2,000 or 3,000 insurance agents in one room, they're going to go to one of the technology companies for their annual conference.
The user group.
Okay. All right. I got it. The user group. But it's technology driven. That's a major transition, isn't it? That the tech companies really are helping to drive the conversation and the agenda in the industry.
Yes. There's so many parts to that. As we look at all of the various organizations like Augie that spun up, you know, I don't know, somewhere around 15 years ago, a little over, I think.
Yeah.
ACT, the Agents Council for Technology.
There's the new
ID Federation that came about a couple of years ago to work on this federated ID concept and get that moving forward, all based in technology and how technology is changing the way agents do business and changing the way companies do business. When we hear about companies going direct and we hear about, you know, online sales and that you can actually bind a policy online. There's this movement now that we're talking a lot about, the buy button initiative that is going on, you know, which almost is back to what I used to do when someone would walk in my office and I'd write their policy using a manual rating tool and I could bind it. I could hand them a binder. They were on their way.
Here's your insurance.
And here it is.
And,
you know, we ostensibly can't do that anymore in the systems we've kind of come to build in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's fundamentally back to the business of insurance, because I honestly believe insurance people that are insurance professionals really just want the technology to work. They just want to write more business. They want to take care of their customers. And if we can teach them that their technology solutions can enhance that so they can do more of it, that's what they want. And that's sort of what drives us at NetView every day on behalf of Vertafore users, is how do you make those products work better, stronger, faster, for the good of your business and your customers? And then what ideas do you have, you know, that whole kind of think tank approach, you know, and then we take all of that back to the vendor and say, hey, here's what customers of your products would like to see. And, you know, it makes for a very strong partnership with the vendor when we have that give and take.
You, to some extent, you're the voice of the agency, the consumer, to the technology company that, in a sense, you represent, right?
You're,
okay. I mean, I know,
in,
I,
in, Yeah, there's a very organized fashion to do that. Now,
yes.
It's not to say that there aren't users that go direct to the company.
Absolutely.
And make their needs known. Absolutely.
Right.
But we kind of provide a diverse vetting structure, maybe, is
yeah.
the way to put it, that as ideas come in, you know, they all kind of go into the funnel, and we're really working hard to make sure that we're gathering all of it, and it isn't just the person that screams the loudest, you know, that squeaky wheel gets the grease. Let's look at what's happening for the overall good of advancing the product and the industry. And, you know, the new leadership at Vertafore has really embraced that and brought that to the table.
Do you want to say a word or two about that? The vision for, you know, what do you see happening? I mean, that's a company that's very important to this industry.
Yeah,
it's had some change, and now we've got some new leadership. What do you think is coming down the pike?
I think it's very positive. Everything
yeah.
we are seeing thus far is very, very positive, and I think that they're really trying to make sure they understand their customers' business so that
right.
they are building and developing tools and software and interfaces that truly solve the business problems that are inherent in our distribution channel.
Right on.
And, you know, I it's very positive.
Okay. Kitty, you know that I go to the annual conference every single year.
Yep.
And I
appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. No, I'm happy to be there. And of course, we see a lot of great agents. So it's important to us. It's important to me. And I encourage Vertafore customers to go. What can somebody expect when they go to that conference? Like I said, it's big. So what can they get?
Yeah. It's big and it's getting bigger, which is you know, I get a little proprietary sometimes. I'm like, wow, look at this growth. This is exciting, but oh my gosh, we still have to take care of these people, you know. We don't want just some
yeah.
massive thing. You know, we care about every single person that comes to us. So what can they expect? So we have 160 some odd education sessions being built out right now,
mm-hmm.
and the fun of that we've really been having is we retooled the way we deliver education.
Okay.
And it's very much role-based. Rather than teaching you a feature or a function, we are encouraging you to come into a role-based training session that literally talks about what you are doing as a CSR every day and walking you through how the system is designed to make your life easier.
Right.
So you can kind of put it all together. So then there's integrations that, you know, maybe your policy processing as a CSR and, you know, servicing because you need to get certificates out the door or, you know, whatever that might look like. But then also maybe you need to do some rating. Well, there's some really easy integration, whether it's real time or whether it's, you know, a rating interface, you know, to another product. So teaching the workflows rather than teaching the disconnected feature.
Right.
So
Got
I
it.
Think that has been really powerful. We had a lot of great feedback last year and are really tightening it up this year. And the beauty of all the education is it is built by your peers.
Right.
You know, so it's people that are doing that job that are saying, here's what we think is the best idea. And, you know, and they work together in teams to make all that happen. So, you know, all of these, we have over 400 volunteers working on this thing.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow.
So, you know, when you talk about how big it is, there's, you know, all the educators are basically volunteers. It's truly a sight to see when you really line everybody up. And when I start saying thank you, I'm like, wow, look at this massive people that have pulled this off.
A lot of people
it's
to
amazing.
Thank. Yeah. All right.
You know, and then we have a great exhibit hall, which you know because you're always a part of.
Right on.
And mm-hmm. we have a great Vertafore puts together a wonderful tech hub, they call it, where they demo, troubleshoot, answer questions for people. So that's always great. They always do a series of what's new and what's coming
right.
so that people can begin to plan. And, you know, that's the other piece of it is being aware of what's on the roadmap so you as an agency owner or business owner can be mapping your strategy along with what's coming. There's a lot of great research that Vertafore has the has the resources to provide. So that's been really, really good. A lot of market surveys and studies that are helpful. So you get to see all of that and have some fun, too. We're having an amazing music festival as part of our conference this year. We've got three great bands coming in.
Cool.
So it's going to be like a indoor street fair, food trucks and the whole deal. So
Wow.
We're super excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun.
So I as you know, I think every Vertifor customer should attend, but perhaps some won't. If they can't for some reason, how can they still reap the benefits of participation in NetView?
Yeah, that's the conference is actually, we've done the math several times over, and we're looking at less than 5% of the users come to conference. And we know that. And we're very we're very keen on, so what else do we do?
Right.
And what else do we do for the other 363 days a year, right?
Right.
And so we have built out that conference education is just one little piece. We take it, we repurpose it, we deliver it on the local level, virtually. We have an on-demand university. So there's everything that you need can be accessed at your fingertips in some way, shape, or form. So literally, the beauty for Vertifor users, too, if they're using any of those Vertifor products that are out there, and
right.
there are lots
right.
of them,
mm-hmm.
They're automatically a member of NetView. We don't charge dues. They're just automatically part of this network. All they need to do is get their login and password to start taking advantage of all of the tools. And so, you know, that's one of my big initiatives is, hey, let's get out there and get these people to take advantage of something that they already have.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
back to that whole concept of full system utilization. We are part of that system for those users.
You've got chapters distributed throughout the country, yes?
We do. We have about 58 chapters. Many of them operate virtually. They're product specific. They're local. They're, you know, market specific.
Right.
So, you know, we have people that belong to 10 or 12 chapters because of the different needs they have in their
really?
Organization.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I spoke a few months ago. I spoke at the chapter at the headquarters in Bothell. And
uh-huh.
and so I could say
Pacific
that if they're all that good, guys, you should be participating in them because that was a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
And we appreciate, you know, a lot of times the chapters do. They bring in these third-party solution providers because it's a piece that, you know, Vertifor is learning to stick to their knitting and do what they do well, and they understand the need for this API connectivity with other solution providers. And I think we're going to see more and more of that.
And we're grateful for that. we're grateful for that. All right. Kitty, I'm going to ask you one last question. It's a little bit different.
Alrighty.
All right. And maybe nobody will care, but, you know, it matters to me because I know you and I know, you know, how much you've given to this industry. So 30 or so years more, if we count your entire childhood, okay, a few years more. Not a lot, a few years more. Who have your big influences been?
Wow. First and foremost, I have to say, my family,
right.
you know, my mom and dad, who built an agency from scratch in the early 80s, who really always thought about how do we do things differently, how do we do things better, and I think I've taken that mantra forward. I can remember my dad getting mad at me. I must have been, I don't know, 10 or 12, and I was always really good at school, and his punishment to me was I had to write a paper for him. And the title of the paper was Doing More Than Enough to Get By. That was the topic I needed to write on.
Wow.
And it was so funny because I was helping my folks move, and Dad still has that paper. And,
wow.
You know, it's a lot of years later.
Yeah, okay.
But I think that has been a huge, huge influence is just that I got to grow up with that kind of mindset. It wasn't always wonderful, you know, but in hindsight,
right.
as a parent and as a business leader, it's a huge message.
They,
so that's a huge influence.
They did
both personally.
They did a good job with you, kid.
Well, thank you. I'll let them know.
Let them know. For what my opinion is worth to them, you can let them know. Who else? Anybody else in the industry?
And then, yeah. You know, I get really inspired by the people I get to encounter. So many of the volunteers that I've worked with on a volunteer basis as leaders of various organizations I've been a part of. So, you know, names that come to mind, people that you know, of course, Keith Savino is you know, absolutely love learning from him and working with him.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Godowski of Ruffner.
Indeed.
Just a prince of a man, and he's had such an impact on the industry. Jeff Yates is another.
Of course.
You know, just has pioneered so many things.
I had a feeling Jeff's name might come out of your mouth.
Well, just, you know, he forced us to think about things differently. He kind of was on this wave early on. So, you know, Greg Maciag was another that just, you know, he kind of led us to places we didn't even know we were going.
Yeah.
You know, there's those folks in the industry that have just really been very influential.
Well, Kitty, I'm sure that there are those in the industry who would say they've been pretty influenced by Kitty Ambers. So thank you for the contributions that you've made as well.
It's an honor.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Kitty, this has been fun. This has been fascinating for me. I want to thank you for sharing your insights and your wisdom with us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and you know, we're here to serve. So anytime.
Right on. Everybody, have a great day. And Kitty, once again, thanks so much.
Thank you.